a new place where kids can play and parents can chill. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, a Kansas tavern with a secret recipe for ribs.
And then we'll sprinkle them with Grandpa's hooky poo, is what he called it, his dry rub.
But first, when kids need to burn off some energy, a house or apartment can feel really small. And with our unpredictable Kansas weather, backyards and playgrounds aren't always an option. A new business in Wichita is offering an indoor place where children of all ages can play and parents can relax. Jenny Anima spent some time there and brings us this report.
As a mother of five, Ashley Enders says she struggled to find somewhere all of her kids could have fun in one place. Her preteen is into gaming, and her toddler, well, is a toddler.
You can't climb up there, okay? But you can play your game. Or do you want to do your claw machine? Okay, I'll give you a dollar.
Last June, she opened Play and Party Company, an indoor play center designed to give parents another option for keeping kids entertained.
So having a space that's just a standing space that you can walk in any day of the week and know you're surrounded by other parents, other people that get it, is really important to me.
The first thing you see at Play and Party Company is a little play town that features the names of local businesses. Kids can go inside a miniature Shields, Gearhead Auto Works, or Beige Beauty Salon. A few steps away, there's an LED-lit game room for older kids. Toddlers and preschoolers tumble across a soft play area or dig in the sand pit. Enders says some families have become regular customers, sometimes coming in several times a week. Johnny Christensen is one of those regulars. She brings her 3-year-old daughter, Janeth, whose favorite thing to do is play in the sand.
There's a lot of opportunity here to like grow your kids' development with other kids, but also for you to gain relationships with other parents.
She found out about the place through a friend on Facebook and says the business is building community. Liliana Oakleaf manages Play and Party Co. She's expecting a baby girl in March and is excited to experience the business in a new way.
Seeing all the moms be able to come here and like make friends, it makes me feel that much more comfortable knowing that I can relate to everyone in that way.
Play and Party Co. is hoping to expand and possibly open a second location in East Wichita. Here's Ashley Enders again.
We cater to our children a lot and their needs, but then as parents, we kind of forget, like, we should be along for the fun, too. We should be along for the ride and enjoying it as well and not stressed out all the time over it.
Parents can enjoy a cup of coffee and relax as their kids play. Hourly admission to the play place varies depending on a child's age. There is a discount for siblings, and families can also buy an all-day pass, allowing you to come and go as you please, which is perfect for grabbing a bite to eat, or maybe even taking a nap.
Mama. Mama.
For The Range, I'm Jenny Anima.
You can read more about Play and Party Co. at KMUW.org. In the tiny town of Williamsburg in eastern Kansas, there's a place that draws visitors from all over the state, from both coasts, and even other countries. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Luann Stevens shares the secret of Guy and May's Tavern.
When you first walk in, Guy and May's seems like a typical small-town bar. There's a pool table, neon beer signs, and photos from local sports teams. Country music with a few classic rock tunes thrown in. And then it hits you, that wonderful aroma coming from the kitchen. Ribs. And not just any ribs. The secret recipe and cooking method has made the tavern a destination for rib lovers for more than 50 years. Guy and May Kessner opened the business in 1973. At first it was just a bar, but Guy was already experimenting with his barbecue method. May created the sauce recipe. Lori Thompson is the current owner and Guy and May's granddaughter.
the word spread, and it just got to be really a big thing.
In the beginning, it was just word of mouth, but that still brought people from Wichita, Kansas City, and sometimes neighboring states. Today, people come from even farther.
Just all over, really. Some families take their vacations and plan it so they're in this area around mealtime so they can come and see us too. So we've seen a lot of families grow that way and different generations of families come by and see us. We have friends all over the place. It's amazing.
So what is the secret? Lori took me back to the kitchen to see where the magic happens.
This is the wood box. And this is where we build the fire with shagbark hickory because it just produces a really nice, mild, smoky flavor.
Before they go into the pit, all the ribs are trimmed by hand.
And then we'll sprinkle them with Grandpa's hooky poo is what he called it, his dry rub.
The slabs start out close to the fire.
We turn them all by hand, and once they get a nice dark bark on them, we will wrap them in foil and put them back in the top to finish out and get tender and how people like to eat them.
Not just tender. The meat literally falls off the bones. The whole process takes about 8 hours. They can make 36 slabs at a time, and when they're gone, they're gone. People in the know will make reservations. For the ribs, not a table, just to be clear. The day I was there, they were sold out by 3:45, and I was very grateful I'd reserved my order early. So what exactly is Grandpa's hooky poo? Yes, I asked, and no, she didn't share it.
Because I'm very convinced that my grandmother would haunt me if I ever gave the recipe out to anybody other than family.
I guess I'll continue to drive to Williamsburg. For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Each month, Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about Guy and May's Tavern at kmuw.org. Before we go, a few words on reality television. I remember the early days of reality TV, when a new MTV program called The Real World promised to show, with a house full of cameras, what happens when people stop being polite and start getting real. It was the early 90s, and my roommates and I eagerly awaited each new episode. We marveled at how seven strangers would agree to live in a Soho loft and be filmed 24/7. We watched candid debates on racism between a black poet named Kevin and a white dancer named Julie. In subsequent seasons, we saw the show tackle issues like sex, religion, abortion, and substance abuse. Fast forward 36 years, and my Gen X soul still loves the souped-up drama of shows like Love is Blind, Temptation Island, and Traitors. I know it's not exactly real, but it's fun. And a perfect escape from our current real world. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.